Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
He's on the loose and down to the 40. Upended, and the ball is out, and the Bills say they have it. It looked like Rasul Douglas upended him, and he dropped the football, and the Bills were all over it. Well, there's a play that Buffalo needed.
Yes, they did need that. So the Ravens fumble, and the Bills after that play get that 4th-and-2 at the 37, get that conversion on the double timeout mistake, and end up doing nothing with it. Just, no, all right.
Ended up getting, right after that fumble, they get it to, what, an 11-point game? And then they have the ball leading up to the trick play. They have the ball in Ravens territory, down 11. So touchdown, but gets it, and touchdown an extra point in a 2-point conversion.
But the fumble's before the half, and they punt. They it's 21-3, they get the ball, and then they just go, well, not really far enough. They get it to the Baltimore 48 and punt.
Okay, on the fumble, yeah. Right.
And then they go to the half. By the way, quickly, so highlights of the game, brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next.
They got the win. The win probability right before the trick play, they were at one point 4%. Yeah, late in the second quarter. I mean, they're at 4%. That right before that trick play, they're at 22%.
Like they're on the way back.
They're on the way back, and is everyone got a similar thought that I had, which is this is what the Ravens do?
Yes,
they
of course.
They let everybody back in. They don't know how to play with leads, and oh, here we go. Here we go. The Bills, a couple of stops. Right, and now they're starting to move the ball a little bit, and then just kablam, it's all over, just like that.
803-0550, Bills Mafia shaking out the cobwebs, waking up. It was a late night, although maybe you went to bed at halftime.
I was gonna say Bills are, they're just doing everybody a favor. The night games, we know you don't like your night games. We're gonna make sure every game is over by the half.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been a reason to watch a second half. Maybe last night was the closest one.
803-0550 is our phone number. Our phones are open. Is this no one, you know, it used to be no one knows how to talk about a win, and we got kind of good at that. Now we do know how to talk about a win. Is this no one knows what to say after a 25-point absolute slaughter on national television in a game that was supposed to be a coronation of your MVP over the last guy that won it? Instead, your offense was a joke in this game. And credit to Tim Graham from The Athletic. His piece about this recap, this game recap, is about everybody eats formula going away. The lead from his line says, maybe the Bills had a Monday morning blood work appointment. You know, you're not allowed to eat, basically. Like, that made me laugh. The everybody yeah. eats. You know me. I'm ready to dunk on this from day one. Everybody eats is a nice story. That's what it is. A story. It's not reality.
Unique. Even if it was, I just don't even think it's unique or different than what
it
they
is not
have had.
Unique. Yeah. Everybody eats in Houston. Everybody eats in San Francisco. Everybody eats in Philadelphia. It is not unique.
Literally everywhere but the Giants, baby.
The Giants sort of Malik Neighbors.
I don't know. Wondell Robinson's on pace for 100 targets. Either way.
Minnesota had a touchdown to Jordan Addison. This idea that throwing to 8 players or 10 players is some sort of incredible advantage is bogus and has been from the start. It's a nice PR campaign. The main reason it's bogus is the Bills have always done this. They did it for the last 4 years. And what was always going to be true is any of these guys good enough? And Kincaid had a drop, unfortunate, a drop on the first possession.
Yep.
You had Hollins.
Coleman had a drop.
Coleman had a drop that was eerily reminiscent of the Diggs drop, similar types of drops.
The Hollins plays just don't work. I mean, he's not open, ever.
No
one's really ever open.
No, that's right.
Who's really ever open? Shakir was open on a broken play.
Yep.
And all of Coleman's plays were tight coverage. And we talked about this a little off-air about Curtis Samuel. Samuel is supposed to be the...
Separator.
The separator.
And he doesn't even play receiver, really.
Right, like... I feel like I only ever see him play running back, or he's lining up for a screen. Where is the, he can just play Z receiver, and he's got these 7 routes that he's good at all of them, and he can just get open. He's versatile, right? I feel like I'm missing the top thing that he's supposed to be good at. He can do a lot of different things, but, I mean, the role he's playing, I can just have a backup running back play the role that he's playing, I think.
Well, is the backup running back ready to catch a shotgun wildcat snap and then give it to Josh Allen so he can get absolutely murdered on play?
We should. There's no way they ever run that play again, right?
No, I want to know what the play is called. We should, as a society,
we should name it.
We should file a Freedom of Information Act, and we should get to know what the name of that play is.
I would like to know,
so we can talk about it. I don't want to have to say the trick play from Baltimore for the next 5 years, because that play is going to live for a long time.
I just don't even know. I've gotten watching I tweeted out the all 22 of it. I don't know who they're trying to fool. I don't know what the design of the play even is. Like, they're not going to see this one coming. Let's line Josh up at receiver and let's hand it to him, and then he'll throw it. Oh, real out of left field with that trick play.
And who are they throwing it to?
So if Allen gets the ball off, they didn't really ever show it on TV, but the All 22 shows it. If the ball leaves Allen's hands, it's going to a double covered Mac Hollins down the field. Like the Ravens, that we saw their defensive line and their linebackers did not get fooled by it. You haven't seen on TV that their secondary didn't get fooled by it, but not a single person in their secondary got fooled by it. Not a single Raven. And again, like, I don't even know what were you fooling them with? What did they think was happening?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Right. If you have Allen over there, if you're a defense, you'd say, okay, watch out. They might, if the ball comes over here, he's going to throw it.
Like the play, by the way.
The quarterback is still on the field.
Did you notice this in real time? Because I did. Like, I don't think the play was designed for Allen to be on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The left. The left-hand side of the field. I think it's designed for him to come, like, it's a reverse, right?
He's supposed to go in motion?
It's an end-around. He's in motion. I almost feel like Samuel, the way he flips it, or the way the Ravens were right there in the backfield.
Well, that's because a lot of people have pointed out that Dawkins might have been the reason the play fell apart.
Maybe. Because Allen's got a reverse course. I feel like Allen is going to be rolling to his right around the edge if the play works. But he has to go back to his left. Although, actually, even that I don't know, because both Bills' routes are going to that side of the field. So maybe that's not true. Maybe it was designed to go the way it was.
Well, poorly designed, poorly executed. Curtis Samuel said they got a look that they liked. Okay. I guess. If Curtis Samuel's back in the backfield, I'm thinking two things are possible. He's going to run it. Or, again, like Allen out wide. What? You're going to cover him?
Yeah. I don't know why they're trying to make Curtis Samuel Isaiah McKenzie, it feels like. And he's supposed to be just a good, well-rounded wide receiver. I'm done. I don't want to see him do gadget stuff, backfield. Just line him up where you're lining up Matt Collins. That's it. Just do that. And have him run routes and watch him get open more often.
To the phones. Eric in Lockport. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
I don't know. That trick play was, maybe they felt we needed comedic relief or something. I mean, that was wild. Those two punts in the first quarter, I mean, I guess what really bugs me about it is it's clear from the Ravens' first snap that you're not winning this game on defense. Like, your only chance is Josh Allen trying to rack up 35 points. So I just don't understand why you're punting on 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2. I mean, I would need, like, 4th-and-more-than-5 to even consider punting back to that team the way it was going. And the crazy thing is he did it in week 1 against Arizona. He trusted his defense that was missing guys more than his superstar quarterback. I don't know, just a troubling trend, and that's been going on here since Josh has been here. I'm just wondering, like, what it's going to take for him to believe in his quarterback more than his defense. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. The fourth down stuff.
It is confusing. I don't know.
What's the right metaphor? Instead of playing the odds now, we're playing the smart play. They're just throwing darts. All right. I don't understand. I don't know what happened to their fourth down play calling. I don't know if it's a function of their offensive or defensive identity, but 4th-and-1 at their own 39-0-0, that's a go. 4th-and-1 at their own 39, down 14-3, that's a kick.
Yep. I don't get
You're minus 11 with less time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we gotta make sure this game doesn't get out of hand. That's what that is, right? We have to make sure this game doesn't get out of hand. 4th-and-2 at the 50 on the opening possession. You're willing to go at the 39. You don't go at the 50 because it's 2 yards instead of 1. Meanwhile, in the opener, it was 4th-and-3, and you said you would have gone on 4th-and-2. Like, it is one of the more troubling parts of this.
Yeah.
The stuff about McDermott and his 4th-down decision-making, he has been very good at this. But if you go all the way back to the AFC Championship game, we started to wonder if he could, if he had the, you know, the guts to make the right calls. And these are this is drifting back to just voodoo. What are you going to do? The coach says kick now. This is what he feels like. Okay. You're going to sacrifice win probability on a regular basis, and we'll watch them drift down that chart. Kyle in Toronto. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going to talk about the same thing. Like, I felt that, you know, if the same way I felt last week, that I just had nothing to say about the game. We just played a perfect football game, and last night it was the complete opposite. We just played horrible on both sides of the ball. And the way we started against, you know, Miami and against some of the other teams we've played over the last couple weeks, we just start firing, and the Bills get on a roll. Allen gets confident. We just, you know, everything seems to be going. And the same way, I feel like McDermott really shot us in the foot. We had 4th and 2 at the 50-yard line. I thought under no circumstance should you ever do anything but go for it. Because the stats are clear. We know the advanced statistics, and we know we have Allen. So there's no reason. And then what do the football gods say? You know what? Wherever you're going to punt to, we're just going to run it in the end zone with a washed-up running back, who I know he can still play, but, you know, a 90-yard play. So it's like as if to tell McDermott, it wouldn't matter if you gave it to them at the 50 or at the 20 or at their own one-yard line, because they'll just run the whole way back. And it's just the trend of McDermott making these bonehead calls is more frustrating than any other thing that happened in the rest of the game. And I feel like the football gods hopefully sent him a message to say, when you punt and you're not supposed to punt, it ain't going to make a difference on the other side. And that's the whole argument for punting. Yeah. The extra 20, 30 yards you're giving to the other team isn't going to make much of a difference. And he still hasn't learned. And I hope that that was sort of a message to remind him not to punt. But I felt like after that play, I knew we were going to lose the game. I just didn't know that we were going to lose that badly.
Thanks, Kyle. Derrick Henry, very far from washed up.
No, he's not.
Prime. The 87-yard touchdown run is a great example. Prime. Which seems ridiculous.
Yep.
But, I mean, the rest of it, I would totally agree with. 803-0550, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. We get more of your calls in. We have wide-open phone lines, wide-open segments to chat with you right up till 8 o'clock, and then Sal comes in, and we'll keep taking calls. So we're talking all day after the Bills get absolutely hammered in Baltimore. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
And let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty. It's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.